This is Kent Lindquist, along with my co-host Bill Sally. We're back for another hour of Modern Mainstream Jazz, the second hour of our two-hour set every Sunday night here from 89.1 FM from 9 to 11. I'm going to continue my focus on the Terry Gibbs Big Band from 1959 to 1961. All these tracks were from tapes that Terry Gibbs had recorded when he worked with his band in Hollywood and different clubs around the L.A. area. And we're going to turn now to an Ellington composition called Main Stem, and includes Pat Moran on piano, Terry Gibbs on vibes, of course, Bill Perkins on tenor sax, Connie Condoli on trumpet, doing a mini album arrangement of Main Stem. Thank you. right there was Big Ben, just swinging like crazy from the Summit in Hollywood, January of 1961. That was a Duke Ellington composition, Main Stem, and great introductory piano work there by Pat Moran. Terry Gibbs, of course, on vibes all the way through. One of my favorite tenor men, Bill Perkins, on tenor sax, and Connie Condoli on trumpet.
I'm going to play something from a Delmark CD entitled Tickle Toe, Cy Tuff and Sandy Moss. And those two grew up in the Rogers Park area of Chicago, along with Lee Counts and Lou Levy and Bill Russo. So they cut a tune called What's New, featuring Cy on bass trumpet, and to my knowledge, he's the only bass trumpet player I'm aware of. Sandy Moss on tenor, John Campbell piano, Kenny Seal bass, and Jerry Coleman drums doing What's New. Thank you. Cy Tuft on the bass trumpet, What's New is the name of the tune.
The volume 5 of the contemporary releases of the Terry Gibbs Big Band was under the title The Big Cat, and this was live from the Summit in Hollywood cut in January of 1961, and they do classic Charlie Parker bop tune Billy's Bounce, and it was arranged by Bill Holman, and everybody gets in the act on this one. Pat Moran on piano, Charlie Kennedy on alto, Connie Condoli on trumpet, Bill Perkins on tenor sax, Terry Gibbs on vibes, Buddy Clark on bass. Listen to Charlie Parker's Billy's Bounce. Terry Gibbs Big Band doing Charlie Parker's composition, Billy's Bounce. And boy, kicking all the way through on that one was Mel Lewis on drums.
I want to play something from B.G. Adair, who I think spends most of her time in New York. It's a trio sound, at least that's what she usually plays with an orchestra backing her up here. And I guess the only thing about this particular CD is they were going to cut this CD on September 11th when the planes went into the Trade Center. And they sat around and they, I think, decided, well, the world kind of has to go on, and so it needs some beautiful music, so they recorded this. And it's a CD that is entitled I'll Take Romance and kind of features all of the standards. The tune she's going to play is Let's Fall in Love. We usually don't play much with strings, although that was a beautiful song. Normally she plays in a trio setting, and plays a more mainstream jazz. So B.G. Adair, she has a new CD out. If you get a chance and you liked her sound, I'm sure you can pick it up. I'm not sure what the title is.
I'll continue with another track from Volume 5 of the Terry Gibbs Big Band. The title of the CD was The Big Cat, and this time they're going to do an Alcorn arrangement of an old Basie tune, Count Basie tune from the early 40s, written by their trumpet player Ed Lewis. Let's listen to Jumpin' the Blues Away. Terry Gibbs Big Band reviving an old Count Basie standard from the early 40s called Jump the Blues Away, written by their trumpet player Ed Lewis, Alcorn arrangement. And on that particular track you heard, of course, Terry Gibbs on vibes, Pat Moran on piano, and Richie Kamuka on tenor sax.
LCR Jazz Samplers, they released four volumes. I'm going to play one of them. It has 13 cuts, and it's an anthology. They don't give a lot of information as to who all the players are, but I'm going to play a tune. It's Jimmy McGriff with the big band, a tribute to Basie, playing a Neil Hefti tune, Cute. ¶¶ Jimmy Gerf and the big band doing Cute.
The last track issued, or the last CD issued by Contemporary on the Terry Gibbs Big Band tunes by the, was called One More Time, Volume 6. And this was cut in 1959 in November in Hollywood, either at the Seville Club or the Sundown Club. They don't distinguish between which club it was cut in. And this is an Al Cohn composition called The Fuzz. It's arranged by Al Cohn. And you'll hear Lou Levy on piano, Charlie Kennedy on sax. So let's listen to The Fuzz.
Thank you.
right, the Terry Gibbs Big Band one more time, doing Al Cohn's composition, The Fuzz, arranged also by Al Cohn. And that was cut on a contemporary album back in about 1959. It's live at a club, Seville, or the club Sundown.
What Kent didn't tell you is we dedicate that tune to all of our friends in the police work. And there was a lot of mint julep in that particular song.
I think so.
I'm going to play something from the same anthology by Lucky Thompson, doing a tune entitled Homecoming. Lucky Thompson doing Homecoming.
I'll continue with our salute to the Terry Gibbs Big Band. And this is a composition written by that great valve trombonist, Bobby Brookmeyer, called, I like the title of this name, the tune is Just Plain Meyer is the name of the tune, and it was arranged by Bobby Brookmeyer. And we have solo work here by Pete Jolly on piano, Terry Gibbs, of course, on vibes, and Med Flory on sax. Rhythm, right. That was cut in November of 59 in Hollywood. That was, of course, the Terry Gibbs Big Band again. And that was a swinging, both a composition and arrangement by valve trombonist Bob Brookmeyer. And, boy, we had Pete Jolly jumped in there on piano, Med Florian on alto sax, Terry Gibbs on vibes.
You could say that Terry Gibbs plays good, gives good vibes.
I'll tell you.
he's one of my favorites. I want to finish out this week's portion of The Feeling of Jazz with a tune from this anthology featuring McCoy Tyner and from a CD, The Blue Bossa, and they're going to play I'll Take Romance. So hope you tune in next week. Hope you found some music you liked, and we're looking forward to bringing some more fine mainstream jazz next Sunday night.